rehearsal one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Welcome to Cheryl's World. I'm Cheryl Smith. Thanks for tuning in on this beautiful Friday evening where I am. It's 1 minute after the hour, 59 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're going to start off with Dallas City Council member Dwayne Carraway talking about getting fit. And he has a program that's starting. And we want you to get fit and fine. We want you to be healthy. Take some of those pounds off, especially around your tummy and your neck. There's a reason for that. Listen in. Now we're buffered.
For myself, it's a new beginning. One, let me say I'm going to do a couple things. And the things that I'm going to do, none is rehearsed, but it's just true and true facts. If I go back and I can recall when I was at Texas Southern University, and I was really enjoying myself, enjoying the opportunity of my education, and when I was working at the radio station, and now that I'm into politics, it seems like the older that I get, the more I begin to continue to grow. And growth is okay, but at the end of the day, I've outgrown a lot of my clothes in the middle of why I am growing. And I've wondered, why is it that I have a few growing concerns as related to health? Let me first say I'm extremely healthy. So that's one thing. But at the same token, you never know just how healthy you really are if you don't stop and pay attention to your health. So many people are just dropping off just overnight, not really realizing and taking their health seriously. But it gets to a point where I've enjoyed all of the great foods, all of the great restaurants that I've been promoting, to include my very favorite chicken place. Y'all know what chicken place that is, and that's Rudy's Chicken. And in fact, let me just say this. Before I made this commitment to get serious, the first thing I have to do is admit the fact that I need to have the commitment to make it a difference. So let me admit to you all one thing. Knowing that I was going to be faced with this morning, last night I stopped at Rudy's Chicken, and I had a big chicken feast because I said, well, this is going to be the last time that I'm going to be able to just have four peas and a pepper. So I did do that. I want to get to each and every one of you, Doc, AC, Boris, and David. I want you all to know that. But now, the true work now begins. I got some scales over here, and I had stepped on the scales. I want y'all just to know. I don't need nobody out there to take a look at what I'm doing. But no, I don't want to put it. And so I'll just put the scales where they should be. Right there, I'm going to step up on these scales. I'm going to fix this. I'm trying to make it go down. Please. Let's see, it won't go down. Yeah. So that tells you that I'm heavier than I've ever been before as I stand on these scales. So something has to be done about that. Also, I want to show you that because of what has happened with me, I've had to change wardrobes. So this thing has all types of effects on me. And these are some of the suits that I have in my closet at home that I love to wear this ultra suede jacket, but I wanted to show you that the ultra suede jacket that's real and it's a little difficult for me to get my jacket on now. But this is a jacket that I can't really button on, okay? So I can't afford to continue to get rid of my clothes, okay? And you can always buy new clothes, not on the city council South Beach, but you can always buy new clothes, but I still have a closet full of clothes that I should be able to wear. Now, I say all that in fun, but now let me get even more serious. Our city manager, A.C. Gonzalez, he chose to create a new program for the city of Dallas and all of our employees. Beyond that, he chose to have one of our greatest assistant city managers to take on the task of wellness. Our eyebrows kind of raised up, but then once you begin to look at the effects that proper and good health will save not just your life, but can make a difference here in the city of Dallas and other people's lives and have an effect on our city budget. You look at it, and I say to AC, it's the right call. I look at Forrest, and I say to Forrest, no one can change things and make them work like Forrest Turner. And he's made many things work here at the city of Dallas. So I'm pleased that Forrest is involved and will be the director of the wellness program. Now, with that being said, what I want to do is challenge every city employee. I want to challenge every citizen of the city. I want to challenge every preacher in this city. Because after church, you know, y'all go to suicide, you know, that fried chicken and all that. Y'all saw what y'all be a part of. But in fun, embarrassed. I would like to seriously put out this challenge so that we can all become I also want to say to the community, when you see me out, if you see me in the chicken line, tell me to get out. If you see me in the grocery store, and you see me in my basket, some stuff, chips, salsa, stuff that you know I need, tell me to go put it back on the shelf. If you see me at the restaurant and you see me eating improper, I want you to tell me. And here in the city hall, no. If you see me sneaking in Chevy Cadet's drawer for the chips, and if I ask you to bring me a soda, don't do it. Now, the only way I can achieve this is that we make this thing a team effort. And I, on the Dallas City Council, have chosen to lead the way and to take the challenge. And I want to monitor this on a weekly basis. Now, I got some celebrities here that are going to speak to this. AC, we're going to hear from our city manager. He's going to tell us about the wellness program. We're going to hear from our assistant city manager, our wellness chief director, Forrest Turner. I have my trainer right here that I wake up every morning, calls on out every morning at 5:30 in the morning to make sure that I'm training, and I kind of have training, but at least I do have that commitment with my training. And then we're going to talk about University General Hospital with Dr. Sanjay. I met Dr. Sanjay, and he's going to personally have me under his wing, and we're going to do this. University General Hospital and my trainer and our wellness program and our wellness director, and we're going to make a transformation right before our eyes. I cannot do it without the team, and we all are the team. With that, I want to hear from our city manager, A.C. Gonzalez.
Thank you. First of all, I want to commend our former mayor. He is, by this action, is really taking on a great burden for him, because I know on how much he likes all those foods that he just mentioned. And that is a serious, serious matter when you are faced every day with those temptations that are all around us. And it's for that reason that I particularly am just so proud of being part of this event where he is in public talking about what he intends to do. So that in public, everybody will know if he fails to do it. But the hope is that when he continues along this path, that others will see by his example what they can do in improving their own life. Now, the reason why we're focused on this today is because this whole issue is not one of a theory. It is not one of just a casual, what we might want to be better in our life. It is a present threat to our whole society, literally. But certainly for the city of Dallas, our employees, where we are paying out today close to $150 million of benefits in the way of payments to hospitals and doctors and drugs, etc., which are needed for a lot of different reasons. We look behind those numbers, 80% of those expenditures are for things that would not necessarily be necessary.
Sorry for that brief lull. We are still at the press conference and we will continue. Yes.
Our illnesses that have been brought about because of choices in our lifestyle are choices in nutrition. When you look at our overall stats that almost match up exactly with that as far as where we are as a overall city staff in terms of overweight and obesity, we can see that it's that condition almost alone that brings about a situation where diabetes and all sorts of other illnesses associated with diabetes will start to happen. Now, we've been talking about this for years. We've been even doing some things for years. But the change that I'm looking to bring about and why I've asked Boris to take the lead on is I no longer want to just be talking about it. I want us to be thinking about doing stuff every single day in terms of making things happen and how we operate our city to make sure that our employees are not only providing quality service but also taking care of themselves while they're doing it. Now, that is not an easy task. In fact, it is a very difficult task. If it was easy, we wouldn't be in the situation that we are today. But that's what I'm on course with, and that's what I'm with Ms. Garraway has been talking to us about as far as how do we provide the inspiration for everybody to take on that challenge. Now, as we go through this, as Mr. Garraway has said, it is something that we need everybody to be supportive of. In fact, the one factor that has been identified as the difference between where people will stay on a healthy diet, do the exercises, etc., is whether or not they get daily encouragement from some peer of theirs, somebody that they respect. Daily encouragement. And therein lies a situation where if you have a trainer who is daily calling you and saying, hey, where are you now? What's going on? We need to be setting up systems that do that, whether or not it's with a fitness coach, whether or not it's with some coworker, wherever it needs to be, but from somebody who will touch us and say, hey, are you keeping yourself on the path that you set out before? That is what we need to make differences in the way we have our system set up. If we can do that, we have an opportunity with the expenditure of one person at the very top of the organization in the way of Forrest Turner to be making millions of dollars of savings possible. But even better than that, be making a big difference in the quality of life of our employees so that they can be more productive, so that they can enjoy life without having to be thinking about going and taking drugs to deal with conditions or diseases. That is huge. That is major, and it's something that I am, again, coming back to our former mayor, I am so proud that he is helping lead the way. Thank you.
Right. All right. At this time, let's hear from our wellness director, Forrester.
So, good morning. You're going to get very few words from me this morning other than to say I recognize that this is a challenge, something that is important to the city from a financial standpoint. But every individual that is here today, or every city employee, or anyone that may read or hear about this today will understand that it's a personal decision in terms of their health. So it is a challenge, something that I think commend city manager, city council, all who think that this is an important endeavor and it will improve the quality of life of all of us. So I'm ready for the challenge.
Can you take this on, Jeff?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. My trainer that wakes me up every morning at 5:30.
There you go.
Good morning. I'm like Forrest. Very few words. I'm excited about the endeavor. It's going to be a challenge, you know, especially with my impact here. It's a challenge with it. It's been a challenge, so we're going to keep it going. And with the big game, this job will make it a lot easier. So there won't be too many excuses. I'm feeling good. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing how this looks in about 2 months.
Now, let me just say, I'm working with, of course, my trainer and under the direction of our wellness director and our city manager, trying to encourage our employees and citizens of the city. I met a very distinguished gentleman from University General Hospital, and let me just say, tonight at 6 o'clock at University General Hospital, Councilman Scott Griggs and myself will do our joint budget town hall meeting, so we're looking forward in being there on Hamilton across the street from Keats Park this evening at 6. But now, this next gentleman who is going to take the lead in this transformation is Dr. Sante at University General Hospital, and I'm telling you, an amazing individual with amazing stories. Now, I want to first say that this is a natural way of doing it. We're not having no gastric bypass and all that stuff, so nobody be cutting on me, so let me make sure y'all all understand that. So what you're going to see before your eyes will not have anything dealing with scalpels and knives and all of that. This is going to be natural. But after meeting this gentleman and talking to him and accepting that challenge, what he has to say, his theory, his directions from University General, is astounding. So I want you all at this point to welcome Dr. Sanjay of University General Hospital. And he's Shaw, too. He's Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Carraway, for having me. Mr. City Manager, for having me today as well. Again, my name is Sanjay Wagley. General Hospital Dallas. We run a conservative and a comprehensive bariatric program called New Beginnings, UGHD. New Beginnings has four goals to get our patients and our community to lose weight, to get them to lose inches in the right place, sir, to get them to change the way they interact with food, to get away from mainstream diets, and to get back to more ancestral eating. And the last thing is changing your regular activities and daily living. Trainer, customer support for your community, and of course for me and our hospital, University General Hospital Dallas, we're ready to help you realize your goals and be very successful, as well as have our lovely city of Dallas become incredibly healthy and well-served. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. Now, I only am going to reduce the size of my weight. I want y'all to know that, my weight, but I will not be reducing the size of my afro. So my hair is going to grow while my body shrinks, okay? So I want you all to know that. We have our CEOs and the bosses of University General Hospital that are seated here, board members,
well, you know, when I tell you that something's going to happen, it pretty much happened, especially if it's announced to you in City Hall. So we're going to do this deal. And it's going to be up to all of you to make sure that I'm there, that I'm on point. It's going to be up to each and every one of you and every citizen in this city, every employee, that you keep me on point. Now, this is not just for me. There will be ladies involved. Tiffany Young is going to join into this program. Winston is going to join into this program. Cheryl, you're going to get in the program. You're going to get in the program. Everyone is going to be welcome to get into this program. I challenge all men that are fatter than me, or Doc, let everybody get on board. And it's not just for fat folks. This is for skinny people, too. Because I always tell people skinny people die, too. So y'all need to give a shit that you got in that. All right? So, Tom, you can get in this down for the next, all right? You might not be as large as me, but I thought you might have some of the same problem. So with that, I'm going to stop. You can ask some questions. Let me make one announcement that Norma gave me. Third Annual Employees Health Fair. Make plans to attend the Third Annual Employees Health Fair. This event will take place Friday, August 22nd from 8 a.m. to 1 in the main lobby here at Dallas City Hall. At the health fair, employees can obtain information on health education and prevention that is essential in developing healthy lifestyle behaviors. This event will also feature complimentary health screenings. Health fair participants will earn 10 wellness points.
And so for that reason, the focus, I think, as much as anything else, is going to be on the things that we eat.
Thank you.
My follow-up question would be, besides sort of like the challenging things to be more involved physically and the challenges for each of them, and then as far as vending machines or any other incentives to get them to be better localized.
And you're asking all the right questions, and we're going to be challenging all of those notices. It's kind of a little hypocritical for us to be talking about health when we have vending machines that have almost all bad choices. And so those sorts of things are the various aspects of how we have a structure around our employees are things that need to be challenged.
And I would guess that the suggestions will come from our wellness director and back over to our city manager, and they will collaborate on just what you said. I think that's very, very important. So I want to suggest to our wellness director, our term, don't get yoga to be that, because I don't like yoga. Okay? When y'all start changing up those vending machines, make sure you have some yoga and other things, but that will be something that we will look forward to.
And that was a good question that she asked, because you have the city of Atlanta where even in the school system there was a major pushback from parents about changing the vending machines. So are you prepared for that?
And change is difficult. No question about it. But what we have is worse. And so we're going to see about making changes, powering through some of the difficult things that people have people, as you say, push back. But unless we push even more, we're going to remain in not a good, healthy situation.
We challenge the employees, and this is an employee program, but do you have any plans to, you're challenging the citizens, so what is the plan to make the citizens available to do this
wellness
program as well, or something
similar, to exercise
and health.
Well, it's my hope that every citizen in the city will take it upon them on themselves to find ways to first make a commitment within themselves to make the difference, and then find other avenues that they may have at their fingertips to begin that process. I'm excited with Dr. Sanjay and my trainer. I'd like you to just tell me a little bit of what some of my first steps may be so I can know and be prepared mentally before I get over there. I will cancel the test. I'm not going to cancel
away just from the weight scale. There are some other variables that are really critical. I say this to our patients all the time, that we perhaps save more lives with a tape measure than a stethoscope. And so the size of someone's waist is the strongest predictor of early mortality. So just measuring someone's waist is the first step. The second step is measuring the size of your neck, sir. Neck size and waist circumference are strong variables in health or wellness. We'll also measure your fat content as well. So we talked that perhaps the body mass index is not the most accurate tool of measurement of male health of a human being. It's something far deeper than that, but the body fat percentage. So small steps like this that we can initiate with you, sir, and possibly apply it to the city of Dallas, it may make a lot more sense than the old technology we've had in the past.
And to be more direct, hopefully through what we're doing publicly, we'll send the message out to others. And so through education, hopefully that will catch fire along Dallas, and others will begin to kind of just join in. So there's no one particular method, no one particular place where we're saying to go. More than the encouragement is, get involved, make the commitment, get folks excited, then begin to find ways of them. Yes? All right. Thank you all so very much. Thank you, Dr.
That was the press conference about getting some of that weight off with Dallas City Council member Dwayne Carraway. I'm Cheryl Smith. Glad to have you here with me. And, you know, we're going to keep it going because I was going to play some music for you. It's 28 minutes after the hour and 29 minutes after the hour, 31 minutes before the top of the hour, and we still have time. We still should be playing Ringling Brothers because that's going on, and hopefully you've been a part of it.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Built to Amaze, an all-new live event engineered for excitement and custom-built for family fun. Get ready for an astonishing array of the splendid, the magnificent, and the impossible. Marvel at danger-loving daredevils, majestic ancient elephants, fearless tigers, fun-loving clowns, and more. It will have your family riveted. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions may apply. Playing the Metroplex, July 30th through August 17th. Brought to you locally by Metro PCS.
Now, I tell you, I really want to... That, too.
Sunshine and rain, singing now, God's children, joy and pain. Like sunshine and rain, and it gets you robbing. Come on, it up, hey. Come on, here we go. Sunshine, what else? Rain, oh yeah, here we go. Joy, come on, here we go, hey. Pump it up. Sunshine, yeah, and rain, get you robbing. Well, I'm a new kid, I'm just coming up. A lot of people think that I can't tear it up. Well, I'm a stone, and ignore them. And when they think I ain't missing, I'm cold. I mean, take them out, I keep moving. I'm sick, baseline, keep the beat moving. They can't take it, they just take it. They want the how, the raw bass make it. I get ill, you know the deal. This is how the raw bass feel.
Joy!
Come on, pump it up.
Pain.
Pump it up now.
Sunshine!
What else? Come on.
Rain, singing out the children's joy.
Pump it up now.
Pain.
Keep it going.
Sunshine!
Yeah.
Rain.
I keep smoking hot like fire. You had to turn, now I'm tired. Don't talk back, I'm not a new jack. Cause I'm fresher than you, crack. I keep trying, I'm not lying. Up to number one, flying. I'm slow down, cause I'm a new kid. With the dumb thing sound that hit. In the house where I used to practice. No one knew the robbers in the night. I'm getting creepy, don't leave me. The wrong way, cause it just might make the ring. And I fight to get it. Move away, cause I'm gonna slack up.
Joy,
palm it up,
pain.
Come on,
here we go.
Sunshine, what else?
Enjoy this mix.
One of Thank you. smile, I'm enchanted. When you kiss me, I can't stand it. I'm in paradise. Your touch is just like satin. Girl, you make my whole life happen. When I look into your eyes, misty blue was my love, and stormy was my life. Till I found you, thinking of you, girl, just like you. Magic land, it's a dream that will never, never be. When I cross the Milky Way, I'll float back to your heart. Only great skies and cloudy days have filled my life until you came my way. You took me up the downside of love, all the way to paradise. You took me up the downside. Love, all the way to paradise. It's so nice.
So nice. So nice.
Mere words can't explain joy that your love brings, but still I must say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You took me up the downside of love, all the way to paradise. You took me up the downside. Thank you.
is red, all violets flow. Who cares as long as I'm with you? Sugar, let's just run away. Oh, we're only the two of us can play, girl. Let's run away.
You see the sun, just as sunny as a night and a warm afternoon. Oh, you're smiling great, your loving rays could light up any room.
Light up any
room. Now I won't change, but I need a chance to make sure I am not dreaming. Cause loving like this doesn't come every day. And I've got a couple of words that I like to say.
Yeah.
honeysuckle land, a great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't miss with a dozen roses. Such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. It is true. The makings of you. The righteous way to go. Little one would know or believe. If I told them so, you're scared to learn the love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close to my mind, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. The righteous way to go. Little one would know. Believe if I told them so. You're second to none. The love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite. Almost impossible to do. Reciting the makings of you.
Please be mine. I'm You you got me dreaming. I can't tell. So stop mistreating me. Oh,
I wanna stay, I wanna stay,
I wanna stay,
I wanna lay,
I wanna be your man.
Never, 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 and
Yeah. please, don't hang up on me. You see, I know you've been going through some changes, but I've been going through some changes myself. I've been walking the floor, can't sleep, I'm slamming doors, darling. I mean, this is just a drag. I can't get over
you.
I tried and I tried. Oh, I can't get you off of my mind. This feeling I have
for you
is strong indeed. With a flame I can't get out. I tried. Sometimes I just can't find the words. A writer put these words very, very beautifully. But what I'd like to say that a song. My darling, I hope you'll accept this song as just a small token of my love for you. I hope that you'll accept this song with the same sincerity and the same honesty and love that I intend to sing it to you.
Now, my darling, wherever you are, I guess I should say that again. I said, my darling, wherever you are, would you please listen to my song? Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have come into my life and made me whole. My love, there's so many ways I wanna say that I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool.
Talking about love.
imagination to fight. Oh, I'm talking about that thing called love. That kept Romeo after Juliet all night. Talking about the love power. People wish me for love power. You ought to let me know. Talking about that thing, girl. How to put a little pep in yourself. Talking about that thing, girl. Cause you got it deep down. You don't need no help. Talking about that good old feeling that gets way down in your bones. Talking about that good old love. That's what you got if you can't leave it alone. No. Love, talk about love, talk about love.
my corner. Heaven, and it's you that I will learn to love. And I place no one above. Oh, how can I ever thank you? Except take you home and make you my loving wife. So we can always be together. Oh, even that.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.